and a called strike. With no outs here in the bottom of the sixth, Fillier does represent ending this contest early if she can find base and get around to score. She tried to end it with that swing. Real hard right through the ball, 1-2. Strike, 3 called. That was off speed. It fell down into the zone very nicely. A good pitch from Maloney. And Filler is retired. Amy Letourneau to the plate.
Now batting for the Wildcats, the pitcher, number 8, Amy Letourneau.
First pitch tails off the outside part of the plate. 1-0. Letourneau in the game is 1-4-3. Reached on that bizarre fielder's choice in her last appearance. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fouled, cue balled up the first base line. It looked like it was threatening to misay itself back into play. 1-1. Inside corner, 1-2. There's a ball hit softly out toward left field, but foul off the end of the bat. Still 1-2. Up and out now, 2-2 to Letourneau. Another foul ball, this one way up and out of the park over the backstop. Swing and a miss. The pitch tailed off the outside. A very nice pitch there. Letourneau down on strikes. That's two straight strikeouts after the Wildcats got its first two runners on the board or on base. And Julia Kuhn will come back to the plate. Kuhn with an RBI single in the first has been retired every other time since. She's hitting .328 right now. First pitch to her is a little bit outside, 1-0. There's a ball at the end of the bat that the shortstop will catch. And that is the last out of the inning. It's 7-2 still Northwestern as we head to the seventh inning. Paige Ortiz is going to lead off for Fordham in this inning. She entered as a pinch hitter. Yeah, pinch hitter as a pinch hitter in the second. Struck out swinging and then hit a home run. So she didn't start the game, but she's had every at-bat here in the 8th spot, and she fouls off the first pitch from Letourneau. The next pitch from Letourneau is jammed into left field or just into foul territory. And on the grass, third baseman Anna Edwards makes the catch, one away. Figueroa to the plate. Her average has fallen from 5. Oh, no, this is number 2. This must be a change. Must be a change. I don't know if we got it earlier, and I just wasn't paying attention. But this is Turgeon. Could have happened during all of the lineup gymnastics earlier. First pitch to her is 1-0. Foul ball off of her body. 1-1 the count. Next pitch in is a ball as well. 2-1. Letourneau trying to nail this down for her 8th victory of the year. Pitch high, 3-1. And Northwestern attempting to complete a 4-1 spring break trip. Not your typical spring break destination, playing Big Ten games in University Park before heading out to Long Island, but fun nonetheless. In the dirt, it is a walk. And back to the top of the order we go with Canessa, who is 2-for-3 with 2 singles.
Now that is the Rams' center fielder, number 4, Sydney Canessa.
First pitch to Canessa, and this at bat is outside. And a strike on the inside corner at the knees, 1-1. Here's a swing and a foul tip into the glove. Kayla Arnold, 1-2. Swing and a foul. Two pitches in the dirt, blocked by Arnold, keeps the runner at first base. It's 2-2. And a pop-up out of play, foul. Still 2-2. Time is called, emphatically. That one's high. The count runs full once again. And inside, so two base runners, not what the doctor ordered here. As we come toward the heart of this order, Van Hoven now will bat. 1-for-3 is the number two batter. Speedy slapper, Northwestern will meet in the circle. Without a coach, just the Wildcats infield and catcher, pitcher. Fordham with 2 runs on 6 hits, no errors, 5 left. Northwestern, 7 runs on 14 hits with 1 error, 7 left. And there's a ball softly put into play, charged by Filler at short. She throws to first in time. Filler has just eaten the slappers alive in this game. Ball's out to the shortstop, as we see with Rabin, often result in base hits. Well, both runners do move up with a 5-run lead. The second out way more important than that. Van Hoven's out 6-3. Turgeon moves up. Knessa moves up. Mayer at the plate. Mayer's 0-for-3 in this game. Pitch from Letourneau, very high, 1-0. And a foul ball to the backstop, 1-1. Reminder, Northwestern returns home after this. We open against Wisconsin at Sharon J. Drysdale Field, scheduled for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But stay tuned to NUSports.com for schedule updates. Might be brought on by the weather. Forecast not the most amazing thing in the world right now. And the 1-1 pitch. That's a called strike at the knees, 1-2. Swing and a foul. There's a drive deep, but foul into left field. Turno still trying to nail this one down. One strike away from the complete game victory, but a pair of runners on. Wildcats up by 5, 7-2. Northwestern looked poised for a big win with a 6-run first, but Fordham has played tough the rest of the way. There is a swing and a foul. Home plate umpire didn't signal anything, but the reaction of the players... One more time. Letourneau swinging a miss. Her 11th strikeout of the game, and that one ends it. Northwestern defeats Fordham 7-2 and goes 4-1 here on spring break. We thank you for listening. We'll be back on Friday against Wisconsin.
Please choose a sponsored video. Your content will begin shortly. Please choose a sponsored video. Your content will begin shortly.